This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. In this episode of the Relic Radio Show, we begin with Author's Playhouse, an episode titled Minstrels of the Mist, first aired August 4th, 1944, and its strange decision from Believe It or Not. We'll finish off with the Philip Morris Playhouse, and the Iron Man, their episode from July 29th, 1949.
Author's Playhouse.
Now, Mr. Gallup, will you say what I told you to say?
I'm going to kill you, Captain Wallins.
Let's chance again.
If Lige Gallup hadn't liked playing the flute, this might have been a different story, or none at all. On the other hand, Captain Wallins was a positive personality and probably would have found some basis for the feud, which Ben Lucian Berman relates in Minstrels of the Mist.
Play that flute of yours, don't you, Captain Warren, huh?
Best darn flute player in the Tennessee River I am, Grigger. And don't you forget it. Anybody ask you about it? You answer like the mate of my two-boat shoe dancer. Listen to this. Trigger, there's that blasted shantyman at Hurricane Towhead, poking fun of me again.
Sure sounds like it, Captain Warren.
You low-down river rat! I told you 3 times to quit mocking me. I'm going to tell you no more. Put away that falute.
Captain Warren, I told you 2 days ago and 2 days before that. And every time you pass, I ain't mocking you. I'm playing 'cause I like music.
Listen to him, Grigger. Why, you river trash, you ain't got sense enough to count 2 and 2. You're going to quit mocking me with that falute, or I'm going to have to make you.
Might be a little careful how you call our names, Captain. Some people that's called Lige Gallup names has been sorry they done it.
What? Wheeler in close, Trigger.
You just be careful, I tell you. I ain't been on this river but a couple of weeks, but that's long enough to find out about you. Don't think you can boss everybody, you see.
We better sheer off, Captain. In this Tennessee mist, you can't see so good. We're mighty close on a shanty boat.
Mocking me again, is he? Trigger, swing her into the Gypsy Jack's paddle wheel. Fronts up square to his shanty boat. signal the engine room to stop the engines.
All right, Captain.
Hey! What you up to?
You find out, you river trash. Blow your flute at me, will ya? Let her drift in a bit more. Yeah. All right, Trigger. That's good enough. Signal the engine room to turn up the paddle wheel hard.
Hey! That port strike 80 boat won't stand up under that. The boats ain't strong enough if the waves get too hard.
Don't you want to play something now, Mr. Gellum? Or Gallon, or whatever you said your name was? There goes his old porch rigger. Slow her down and hold her. I'll play you something now, Mr. Gellin. Something fitting for river trash. Any bones, any bottles to hit? It's the same old story in the same old way. There! How's that suit you, Mr. Gellin? That's what you are. A river rag picker. Worse than a rag picker.
My flute.
You busted it.
There's a new tune for you. Next time a tune will have death in it. Up in the hills where I comes from, we fixes bullies like you quick. It's Lige Gallop a-warning you. Gallop, not Gallon. Don't forget it.
I won't have to remember it. Give me that wheel, Trigger.
Captain Walters, there was a packing barrel you pulled.
I know it. I'm giving that shanty of his in the paddle wheel. I'll bust her up.
Hey! Come back and into me! Come back and into me!
Captain, that's dangerous.
No river trash can shoot my flute out in my mouth and get away with it.
Hey!
There she goes down.
All right. Yeah. You take the wheel and get her out into the river.
Ain't you gonna try to save them, Captain?
We gotta get down to Kinnikinick Furnace. There's tow pig iron. Can't waste all day on account of a river rat.
But, Captain, the river's in flood. And if he's hurt, he'll drown. It'll mean hanging, that's what it'll mean. It'll mean hanging ashore with him a government man. He keeps the line of Hurricane Towhead. It's hanging, I'll tell you.
Who is he, anyways? A shanty boatman.
Well, you can get hanged if you want to, but I won't. I'm going to get him if he ain't drowned already. You circle the boat around and pick us up.
His eyes
all right, you men. Come on now, stand back and give him some air. Give him some air. I'll give him a chance.
I'm going to kill you, Captain Wallins. First chance I get. I give you warning. It ain't right for a man like you to be alive.
Yeah. Where's my deck boss?
Here I am, Captain.
Take that line down. Tie the trash up. Do a good job. Maybe I'll make you my mate like you want to be. Mr. Trigger don't like the way I run the Gypsy Jack.
Sure, Captain Wallins. I'll do just like you say. I'll wrap him up so tight he can't move a finger.
Next time, Mr. Gellin, you won't be in such a hurry to shoot a $54.5 flutes out of people's mouths.
The name's Gallop. And any man who can't play the flute no better than you ain't got no right to have a flute.
Say that again. Maybe I didn't understand what you was a-speaking. Say that again.
Any man can't play the flute no better than you ain't got no right to have a flute. Guess I know flute playing when I hear it. I was the best flute player in all Clay County. When you play, it sounds like a dying rabbit.
You will pay for that. He'll teach you to make remarks about me, what's been playing a flute ever since I was a kid. Take back what you just told me. Say I'm a better flute player than you are. Say it.
You play like a dying rabbit, worse than a dying rabbit.
Say what I told you to say.
You'll have to kill me first. Now you listen to me. There's that light over the Hurricane Towhead I'm taking care of. There'll be a lot of boats sunk if that lamp ain't lit. You better let me go.
You think you can fool me, huh? Ain't two boats come up here months sides me. That light ain't going to be missed. You got to think of a better excuse than that for getting away. You stay here till you say what I told you to say.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain.
Take him forward the barge we're a-pushing. Let him use them flute-playing fingers of his'n, shifting some of them iron pig from port to starboard. Mr. Gellin ain't very strong today, and lifting them nice 200-pound pigs will give him muscle.
I'll sure do that, Captain.
It'll take more than that. Lots more. I ain't gonna say what you want.
All right, Jeff. Put that ball and chain on him so he won't try swimming ashore. And then put him on the pig iron up in the barge. That'll break you, Mr. Gellin. 24 hours of that and you'll be on your knees to me. Or my name ain't Captain Wallins. Like a dying rabbit. And on top of that, fixing it so I have to play my silver and ivory flute all the time. What's that?
I done it, Captain.
Done it? Done what, Jeff?
I done what you wanted. I got rid of him. It's black as a graveyard on the river now, and I seen my chance. I moved the plank a-running from the barge to the boat. So when he came to cross, he walked right into the river. Didn't you hear him splash?
You mean he's a-drowning?
Yeah.
Wait till I get this boat stopped.
Well, Captain, I thought from the way you was a-talking, you all wanted him dead. I seen how mad you was when the mate saved him this afternoon.
Ruining my plans. Wait till I turn this searchlight on. Of all the idiotic things, that's the worst. Well, there he is, hanging on that big branch. Dive in, clutch him before he goes down, or you'll be dead right along with him.
All right, Captain Wallace.
There goes that Dallas fellow again.
How come he fell in?
Hey, pilot.
There's Jeff going out.
Yes, Captain.
Circle around him. Hey, you. Somebody down there. Toss him out of life preserver. Quick. Before he goes down. Stand by now. I'm coming down myself.
Got him.
Coming up.
Pick the hand down.
All right, now. Pull him up easy.
Yeah. All right, there.
Lay him down, now. Stand back now, here, out in the way. Oh, spilled some liquor down his throat.
I won't say it.
What are you grunting about?
You can drown me 100 times, and I'll never say you're a better flute player than me.
You think it was me made you fall in the river?
I know you've done it.
Well, Trigger, you see now, there's shanty gratitude for you. This is the second time we fished him out in the river, and he turns around and says I was trying to drown him.
You saved my life?
Trigger, didn't I?
Yep, he did, Gallop. Honest.
You're strange, you are, Wallins. Strange.
I didn't save you because I fell in love with you all of a sudden. Didn't want you to die till I had the satisfaction of hearing you say what I told you to say. That's all.
Well, anyways, you saved me, and that's a lot. Look, there's the Panther mine tipple on shore. There's a lot of freight trains running out of there. I can hop one and be back to Hurricane Towhead 4 morning. I want to get back to my life.
Let you and me let bygones be bygones. You put me off on shore here, I'll hop a freight and to go to Hurricane Towhead.
Not until you've said what I told you to say.
I'll never say it. Look, here's one way to settle it. Just in case you are a better flute player than me, which I don't think. You play, and then I'll play. The crew will be judges.
I ain't gonna let you put your mouth to my silver and ivory flute.
Well, I still got mine. Here it is inside my shirt. If the crew says you can play better than me, all right, I'll say it to you myself. And I won't say nothing about you taking me captive and interfering with commerce and navigation. But if your crew says I can play better than you, then you have to say that to me. And I won't say nothing to the inspector just the same. That's fine, ain't it?
You'll go by whatever the men say?
Yeah. But I can't play right with a ball and chain on my leg.
All right, Jeff, unlock it.
Right, Captain.
I'll take your proposition. One way, boys.
Yes, yes, Captain.
Yes, sure we will. The boys knows what's what. You play first, Gallon.
Gallop's the name.
Go on, play, play.
I'll play you Susie on the Mountain. Guess that's my best piece. One place Susie's supposed to be standing by a brook. You can hear the water running. Mighty pretty right there. Listen for it.
Contest ain't over yet. I'll play you the Galloping Fire Brigade. It's got bells in it. Bells is harder to play than water. Clap your hands. There. You men heard us both play. Now you decide who plays best. Now judge fair. Who you vote for, Gunny?
Hold on. Your men are scared of you. They won't say what they think. Let them vote the way people does in elections. Secret ballot, they calls it.
Why, you... All right. I guess they know who's best. Don't you, men?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's see. Here's a white label. Open a nail keg. And here's a red poster on this fruit crate. Jeff, tear them up. Give one of each color to each rooster.
Yeah, Captain Wallens.
Now, red, you men votes for me. Red. Blood. You understand?
Yes, Captain.
All right. And white? You votes for the river trash. Dark in here, nobody can see what color you drops in the hat. That fair enough, shanty man?
Fair enough.
Now, you men vote according to your conscience. And the best man wins. All right. Now, Jeff, you collect the papers in your hat.
Aye, Captain. Red for the captain, red for the shanty man. Red for the captain.
Yeah, got him? All collected now. Now dump them on the floor.
All right, here goes.
Well, Captain Wallace, all I see is one red paper.
Moon crew, eh? Where, you bunch of low-down rumpsters?
I'll be going now, as soon as you say what you agreed to.
I'll tell you nothing, and you ain't going to leave this boat.
Well, I can still swim. So long!
Come on back, you! Come back or I'll fire! I got a pistol!
Fire away!
You shoot worse than you play the flute. I'll get even for that. I'll get even.
That hurricane late yet, Trigger?
Not yet, Captain Wallens.
Watch close. Keep that wheel steady. Can't see a foot in this fog. You don't suppose that shanty trash didn't light up that signal lantern just to spite me? He knows just about when my boat will be coming along.
Or maybe he didn't get back yet.
He had plenty of time to get back. This is our return trip already. Knows we can't find our way through a hurricane towhead channel without that light. I suppose you're thinking I should have let him go in the first place.
I ain't thinking a thing. There she is. There's the light.
Yes, all right. Keep the proper distance and cut out into the channel.
Well, I'm sure relieved. Wouldn't be no fun piling up on shore at night in the fog.
Don't talk. That channel ain't so wide that you can keep your mind on anything but piloting. Further over to starboard. Yeah, that's right now. Hold her steady now. Hey! What's wrong?
We're running ashore. Can't figure it out.
Everybody on shore, fire up. On shore, everybody. Fire up force and drifts. Get down there and get ashore with him, Trigger. Get the engine crew up, too. We got to tire up and see what the damage is.
All right, Captain, you bear here. Come on, break out that cable.
Work fast, there. Work fast, Michelle. Grip. Well, fun. Better get on the bell, Michelle. Keep a hauling there. Keep a hauling. Get her tied up tight, or I'll play the hide off of every mother's son of you.
No, you won't.
Get up.
Take this. Wrap your hands behind you in no time. Here's something for your mouth to keep you quiet. Listen to me, you fool. I know you'd do it. Just what I figured. You're so used to bullying, you thought you could bully your way through flood and fog. Didn't figure on me moving that light, did you? Shut up. You can't bully your way through that gag. You listen to me now. You made an agreement with me yesterday, then you busted it. On top of that, you tried to kill me again. You ain't fit to be alive, you ain't. Ought to kill you before you live another minute. I'm going to give you a chance to keep your agreement. I'm going to break you the way you tried to break me. Lay still. I want you to say I can play the flute better than you. If you don't, well, your whole crew's ashore. All I got to do is cut this rope in two, and the current will carry your boat down to Hurricane Steel Mill. And down there's piles of pig iron, standing just a couple of inches out of flood water. They'll rip the bottom out of your man-killing boat. And that'll be the end of your worthless carcass. I'll take the gag out in your mouth. You can answer me. Don't try yelling for your crew. I'll cut the rope right off. Now, say I play the flute better than you.
I won't say nothing.
I'll be coming back in a minute. Will you say it?
No.
And I'm cutting the rope with this hatchet. All right, Mr. Wallen, you're on your way. Me, I'm getting off in the lifeboat. Going now. Anything you want before you die?
Get me my flute.
Where is it?
Inside my shirt.
You want to play something?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'd want to do the same thing as me. But you'll have to play sitting down. Can't trust you with your feet untied.
All right.
Here's your flute.
I'm going to play you a tune. Best tune I know. And it's fitting for the occasion.
What's that?
The song of the ragman again. For you. Why, you...
Thank you.
I got a good mind to put this knife into you.
Any rags, any bones, any bottles today? It's the same old story in the same old way.
What's that?
Any rags, any bones, any bottles today? It's the same old story in the same old way.
Well, I'll be... You're a bad man, but you're brave. I ain't got no right to kill a man as brave as you. All right. I'm cutting you loose. Come on, we get ashore in the lifeboat.
I hate to lose my boat. Mr. Clearing, there's a chance of running her up on Sand Point and sticking her there.
Go ahead if you want to. I'm getting ashore.
I can't hold the wheel by myself in a current like this. Not by myself.
All right. I'll help you. Let's get up there fast.
The point's right close now. Take just a minute to get it.
I know.
Well, grab a hold of the wheel.
Come on.
Turn her over.
I'm turning. There's the point. We're right on it.
Got to make it.
Yeah.
Pull.
Yeah.
Pull hard.
I am.
Pull.
Yeah.
We made it. She'll stick here a while yet. We can tie her up later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my $90 silver falute.
What for?
For that shanty of yours I busted. Gillip.
Oh. A shanty's only shanty. A flute like that, that's something.
Well... Anyway, you're a better flute player than I am.
Well, I'll be darned. Hey, Wallins, do you know the Galloping Fire Brigade?
Well, of course I do. Why?
Well, let's play a duet.
Well, I'll be darned. That's a good idea, Gallop.
Fine. I'll beat out the time, huh? One, two.
Have heard Ben Lucian Berman's story, Minstrels of the Mist, adapted for Authors Playhouse by Jack Bentcover and directed by Herbert Lateau. Clock Rider and Charles Eggleston were heard as Captain Wallins and Lige Gallop. The musical score was composed by Roy Shield, and the orchestra was conducted by Joseph Galicchio. Next week, same time, same station, Author's Playhouse will bring you James Street's amusing tale of Mississippi Swamp Folk, that old Gordon place. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Truth is stranger than fiction. And this is the proof. This is Ripley's. Believe it or not.
To cure double chins in early England, beauty parlors would haul a woman into the air by a strap beneath her jaw. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about a man who made a strange decision. Roger Atkinson Pryor of Petersburg, Virginia, was made an offer that few men would have had the courage to refuse. He was offered an appointment as a brigadier general in the Confederate Army by General Joseph E. Johnston. But he politely yet firmly refused, stating that the Army had too many generals as it is. Its real need is more private soldiers. Pryor served as a buck private throughout the Civil War, believe it or not.
Johnny presents the Philip Morris Playhouse, produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today.
Call for Philip Morris!
And now we bring you The Iron Man, tonight's production in the Philip Morris Playhouse.
There won't be no crepe hung out for Rodney. No fancy flowers, nor blue serge burying clothes, nor pole bearers from the lodge. Not now. No. No kind of send-off at all. Rodney's taking the big trip all alone. He never had no friends. Nobody cared much about Rodney. Whether he lived or died or had a place to lay his head at night. Nobody, that is, except Doc and Jerry and me. So, I guess now that Rodney has took off for real, it's up to me to write his biology. Doc.
Yeah, my...
Give me the blotter. I'm lousing up the whole stinking page. The story of Rodney Donahue is best told, like most stories, from the beginning. But before we start, I must ask you to hold on to your hat, because the whole thing is pretty incredulous. I'd been tending bar at the Shamrock Club for 15 years. You know, sherry a dime, rye two bits, hold on to your glass when the L goes by. Well, I ain't the worrying kind, and neither are Doc and Jerry, my partners. But this particular winter, business was null and void. A malicious wave of temperance had apparently hit our district. The drinkers were staying away in droves. And it couldn't have happened at a waste time. Mr. Stevens, the guy who held the mortgage on the joint, finally come in one day and laid it on the line.
Get it up!
$1,200 in 2 weeks. Doc came in right after Stevens left. So I told him right away. But Jerry was busy all day driving his taxi cab, so I couldn't tell him that night. We sat around the table in the back room with our chins in our hands, thinking how cold the snow was outside.
$1,200, sure, it's a cinch. And while you're wrapping it up, throw in the moon.
Listen, Jerry, you're taking in $10 a day driving that taxi,
huh? I ain't prepared to cope with $1,200.
Doc?
Don't look at me. The only $1,200 I'll ever see is in my social security number.
I knew we shouldn't have done it.
What?
That sure thing at Hialeah. I never knew a horse could run backwards.
Well, that was your idea, putting the grand on him.
Skip it. No use haggling now.
If we could only find somebody looking for a worthy cause.
That's just what the Shamrock is, a worthy cause. A shelter for every stumble bum on the avenue.
What do you mean, stumble bum?
Well, there's one out there right now at the bar.
Compagnum?
Yeah, 2 bits worth of sherry and he stays all night. Why don't you get rid of him?
Well, I don't know, Doc. I can't just...
That's what's keeping our regular trade away, stumble bums.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I wouldn't want to sit up the bar if there was a guy at my elbow hitting me for a free ride every 2 minutes, would you?
I never thought of that.
Well, throw him out.
Oh, Doc, it's below zero outside. The poor guy'll...
You got his dough, didn't you?
Yeah, I got
okay,
his...
Okay, throw him out.
Second emotion.
Okay, gents. Out he goes. Well, it was cold outside. A regular blizzard. But I tossed them out. And I guess that's what started the whole thing. Because that's where Rodney comes in. His name was Rodney Donahue. And he was a barfly like Campagno. Only worse. He probably lost the longest weekend since the calendar was invented. 90 proof right up to the ears. He was sitting at the bar the next night, just like Campagna was, and I was about to give him the business. Rodney, wake up.
One moment, officer. You've got no right to assume that just because I... Oh, Mike, old boy, when did you come in?
I've been here all night. Look, you want another drink?
Oh, to be sure I want another drink. Only one difficulty.
Yeah, I know. You're fresh out of money.
How accurately you divine my hidden purpose. But seriously, old man...
Look, the house ain't buying tonight, Rodney. And sleeping quarters is outside.
What?
Now, suppose you get yourself off that stool and just...
Oh, I couldn't think of going. The night's young.
I'm sorry, Rodney. Look, new policy out...
Well, aren't you being...
What's the matter, Jack?
You seen the evening paper?
No, what?
Where's Doc?
In the back room. What's the matter?
Come on.
I got to tend to Rodney here.
No, this is more important.
Okay, lay down. I'll be with you in a minute, Rodney.
Doc. You seen the paper?
No.
For God's sakes, what is it?
All right, now listen.
What?
Man dies of exposure in Central Park. The frozen body of Ernest Campagno, an itinerant, that's Italian, was discovered in Central Park this morning by Patrolman Joseph Roche of the city police.
Campagno?
Now, wait a minute. Condition of the body indicates that the man, a chronic alcoholic, was wandering in a park at a late hour last night and was overcome by the cold.
Well, what's so exciting about that?
Yeah, what's so
important? I ain't finished yet. Wait. The dead man left an estate of approximately $10,000,
so?
Made up entirely of a life insurance policy, with a daughter living on the Pacific coast as sole beneficiary.
That all?
Yeah.
Too bad. Well, I got to get back to Rodney.
Wait a minute, Mike.
Huh?
$10,000.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry, the poor old guy's death was a kind of a blessing in a way.
Yeah, that's it. A blessing.
A slave to demon rum. His life a shambles.
Well, what are you talking about?
You know, maybe we got a mission in life. Maybe we're just what these poor guys need. There's a lot more like Campagna, you know.
It's cold outside.
Wait a minute now. What?
Do you get it, Mike?
What do you mean? They ain't got no dough.
Well, neither did Campagno. All he had was a nice, fat insurance policy.
Made out to his daughter. Now, maybe we could find one without any daughters. Huh, Doc?
Well, lots of people don't have daughters, but they have insurance policies.
Hey, wait a minute.
Ah, he's catching on.
And if he was to become a partner of ours, he'd need an insurance policy to protect us. His beneficiaries.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, all we need is a guy like...
Hey, where is everybody?
Uh-huh. All we need is a guy like...
Rodney.
Rodney?
Rodney.
You have heard Act One of The Iron Man. In this brief intermission for a smoke in the Philip Morris Playhouse, may we have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen.
When your cigarette leaves a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth...
That's cigarette hangover.
When your cigarette leaves your throat tight, dry, uncomfortable...
That's cigarette hangover.
Yes, that's what takes the joy out of smoking. And when that happens to you, it's time to change to Philip Morris.
Remember, Philip Morris is the one... The only cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent medical authorities. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Remember, top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, actually suggest Philip Morris in cases of irritation due to smoking. That's why we say...
If you're tired of cigarette hangover, join the millions and change to Philip Morris. You, too, will discover in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than you've ever known before.
Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette.
Now, with Sidney Miller as Mike McGovern, we bring you Act Two of The Iron Man, tonight's production in the Philip Morris Playhouse.
I was worried about Rodney a little. He was so weak, so frail and helpless, without no family connections or nothing. And while we talked to him that night, I begun to worry for fear he'd keel over before we got him covered with insurance.
You see, Rodney, what this place needs is a kind of customer's man.
A host. Yeah. That's it, Rodney. A guy who'll make the other customers feel at home. You get it?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, you mean you want to make me a full partner?
Yeah, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, even Stephen.
Yeah? You'll get a quarter interest in the place.
Not so fast. What's it going to cost me? Nothing. Not a cent.
You'll get a fourth of the take.
That's 25%.
Of course. And all you want to drink.
Oh, I'm dead.
Huh?
I must be. I'm in heaven. Well, let's tip the flowing bowl. Not yet. No drinks tonight. Why? Why, you got to be in shape for your examination tomorrow for the insurance policy. Understand, we're giving you a quarter interest in the place, and we got to have protection. Well, if you must, you must. Now, where do I sign?
Okay, right here, Rodney. Right here. Here's a pen. $1,800. Now, wait a minute, bro.
You're lucky to get that. There's something fishy about the whole thing anyway. Why are you guys so
I told you why. He's our partner. $1,800. I thought your outfit insured people.
You should have seen the doc when he was going over Rodney.
There's nothing wrong with him.
Nothing a miracle wouldn't cure. A liver you could bounce like a rubber ball. Stomach like a sieve.
Is that all?
Everything's wrong with him. The doc said he never saw kidneys like that in his whole life. Well, here's the policy. Premiums due in advance, $60.
We thought it might look too convenient if it happened right away. So we waited 2 days. I went to work on Rodney Thursday night. And when I let Jerry take over, I had the feeling the money was in the bank. Doc was waiting for me in the back room.
How is he?
Oh, we're getting there. His mother was frightened by a sponge, but we're getting there. Jerry is now guiding the glass to his mouth.
How's the weather?
Oh, lovely. Never saw such a night. 5 below, Doc. A 40-mile wind. Lots of snow.
Uh-huh. Well, he ought to be about ready now. I'll go check.
Okay.
Now, Rodney, old boy, mustn't spill it. Drink it down. Every drop, just like a little man.
Could I have a chaser?
He's getting finicky, Mike.
I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. I love my job. I've never been happier in my work. It's just that I want to...
What do you want, Roddy?
Oh, I want to go to bed.
Can you imagine that, Mike? First day on the job and a guy wants to quit an hour early.
Oh, Rodney, you are a clock watcher.
Please, Mr. McGovern. Whatever the cost, let our keyword be harmony. And whatever the task, you'll find a Donahue who never quits. Though the path be long, though the way be hard, remember this, I'm with you, pard. I want to go to bed.
Rodney, you ain't doing so well.
Look, how about another drink, huh? Just one more.
A nightcap?
Well, it's about time. Whether you like it or not, I got a contract that says I'm a partner in this business. And when I want a drink, I get a drink.
Yeah, but that's just...
Let me know, buts, peasant. Pour me a drink.
Sure, Rodney. Say when.
It's full.
Okay, when?
At 11:30, we hustled him feet first out of the Shamrock and into Jerry's cab. Oh, it was a cinch. Nothing to it. We left him in a snowbank in Central Park near where they found Compagno. Then went back to the bar and waited all night for the morning papers. At 7 o'clock, we got one.
Curtis, Davenport, Dillingham, Drake. No Donahue.
Yeah, let me see it, Jerry.
No use, Mike. Rodney just ain't in the obituaries.
He couldn't even walk last night. He's just covered with snow, and they ain't found him yet.
There's an article here about an unidentified drunk who smashed a $300 store window on Fifth Avenue.
Where?
How do you like that?
Where?
What?
Rodney.
Hey, what?
Oh, just keep your seats, gentlemen. I didn't mean to startle you. Just dropped in to apologize.
Apologize?
Donahue's never afraid to admit he's wrong. No question of it, I partook too freely, and I'm sorry.
Sorry about what?
The window.
Now, wait a minute. Are you the guy
who... I'm a little unruly when I'm in my cups. I told him you'd take care of it, being my partners and all. The man will be out this afternoon.
How much, Rodney?
$300.
$300?
Yeah. Well, what's the matter?
Nothing, Rodney.
Well...
Nothing.
Then, partners, how about a little drink, huh?
Holy cow, look at that snow. I can hardly see.
What time is it, Mike?
At 1:15.
How is he?
I ain't sure, but I think he's in a coma. You know...
Never mind.
Okay. You know...
All right, what is it?
I got a feeling maybe we went too far.
Huh?
Champagne, cream de mint, beer.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, only I do not approve of the cleaning fluid. We are liable to poison the guy.
Shut up. This time he goes out for keeps. How much farther, Jerry?
We're almost there.
Where we going?
To the fountain. That's where we're going to put Rodney. Ain't a man living can stay alive soaking wet in 10 below.
Give me another aspirin, Doc.
You get it. I got my feet in hot water.
When's that paper going to get here?
Take it easy. These things take time.
We should have hired by now. It's almost noon.
Jay, drive us over at the park.
Huh? The scene of the crime? Doc, caution.
Well, you can't use my cab anyway. I sold the tires.
What for?
For $20. I made a parlay at Hialeah this morning.
You dumb clock. $20 on the horse race. How are we going to pay for Rodney's window?
Oh, shut up.
Well, look here. You get to know it if you
calm,
think...
Calm, fellas, calm. As the good late Rodney said, let harmony be our keynote, be it ever so.
Is Mike McGovern here?
Yeah, officer. I am him.
Good. Rose from headquarters. He's your partners?
Yeah. This here is Jerry Mulvaney, and this is Doc Hablin.
How you doing? Well, I got some bad news for you.
Yeah?
No kidding?
We picked up Rodney Donahue this morning.
Gee. Oh, that's too bad. Officer.
Yeah. I knew it'd be a shock to you.
Well, we'll just have to carry on, I guess.
Yeah. Well, these things happen, you know.
They sure do.
You had some sort of an arrangement with him, a partnership or something?
Yeah, he was a member of the corporation.
A valued member.
I see.
When'd you find him, officer?
Oh, this morning.
Officer, I hope he had an easy death.
Death? I only wish he was dead. Mm-hmm. We picked him up for turning in 5 false alarms last night, and it's going to cost you $100 to bail him out. You can pick him up at the station this afternoon.
You know...
Shut up.
Okay. You know...
Okay, what is it?
There's only one conclusion. Rodney is immortal.
Well, it's now or never.
Oh, you are right there. It is him or us tonight. I got a slight touch of pneumonia.
Yeah, me too.
Is he still out?
He ain't moved for 15 minutes.
Hey, now, watch it, Jerry. Keep your eyes on the road, will you?
I can't help it. I'm nervous. This thing is getting too big for us, Doc.
Forget it. This one's gonna do it, I tell you. Take a next turn to the left, Jerry.
Okay.
Hey, what are we gonna do?
Run over him. Lay him out on the road and run over him. That good enough for you?
Well,
what?
That's illegal, ain't it? I guess maybe we'd all lost our faith in Rodney by then. Even Doc, who would not admit it. We did like he said. Laid Rodney out on a road in Central Park and run over him. But our hearts were not in it. Nobody said much as we waited for the paper to come again, sitting in the back room around the table. Then, finally... Yeah. Yeah, this is Mike McGovern. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Oh, sure. Oh, I understand. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, those things happen.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Huh?
Sure. Shut up. Yeah, well, it takes time, you know. Sure, call me.
Well, who was it?
The hospital. It seems Rodney has a slight concussion. They might have to hold him a week.
Did you sell all the liquor, Mike?
Every drop in the house. Wholesale. And we still owe $60 on Rodney's hospital bill.
Where's Jerry?
He went down to the bookies. His $20 parlay runs today.
Maybe I ought to talk to Stevens about that mortgage.
That wouldn't do no good unless you can talk $1,200.
What's that?
It ain't a customer.
Make fun of me, will you, huh? Give me the old raspberry, huh?
What's eating you?
Give me some space, Doc.
What you got, Jerry? What is it?
Just watch. The hand is quicker than the eye. Now, 500, 600, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
$1,200?
And that ain't all. There's another grand in my pocket. Huh? So I don't know the horses, huh? So I don't know a long shot when I see one,
the
huh?
The parlay.
Sure.
We can pay off.
Christopher, we're in.
Oh, someone at the door.
Oh, don't open it, Jerry. It might be a customer. Let's see.
No. Better go see.
Oh, gee, it's good to see you, Jerry.
Rodney.
Well, aren't you going to let me in? It's cold out here.
Hey, Rodney wants to come in. Get out, you stumblebum.
Oh, Doc, I got to have a drink. Listen, I've been in the hospital. Nothing but food for 10 days.
Don't tell us how long, pal. We got the bill. Throw him out,
oh,
Jerry.
Oh, you can't, Doc. I got to have a drink.
Doc, maybe we ought to give Rodney a little send-off.
Yeah, give
we'll
me a drink.
Send him off all right, that little double-crosser. Toss him out, Jerry.
Now, wait.
Out.
You can't do this.
Come
I'm
on.
A partner.
Hey,
our partnership is dissolved, Rodney, as of now. Beat it.
Oh, please, Doc, please.
You heard what the man
just
said, Rodney.
That takes care of Rodney.
Hey, it sure does.
Yeah. Well, let's see now. Where were we?
Well, I was singing lead. Let's go.
Does your mother come from Ireland?
Well, it was tough, but that's the way it had to be, I guess. After all, Rodney never played square with us, so I guess we never owed him nothing. Anyway, the next morning, we were sitting in the back room making out an order for a new stock of liquor when the door opened and...
Officer Rhodes.
Ah, hello, officer. Have a chair.
I'd rather stand.
Okay.
Well?
Well, what?
Did you collect it?
The bet? Oh, I sure did. 22.
No, not the bet. I mean the insurance.
Huh? The insurance?
On Rodney Donahue.
What are you talking about?
He's dead, you know.
Holy cow, it killed him.
What killed him?
Oh, we should have known that was the one thing. Taking him off the
Shut
stuff.
Up, Jerry.
No, go on, Jerry. Go on. This is interesting. You knocked him off, didn't you? Stuck him in Central Park last night in the middle of a snowstorm.
We knocked him off? Now, wait a minute.
The solid food killed him, that's why.
Oh, that's it, huh? But you were sure 10 days ago that he was dead when I came in about the false alarms? How come?
Well, you see...
And how does it happen that the tire tracks in that snow the night he was run down matched yours, Jerry?
Oh, now, wait a minute. You got this thing all wrong.
Yeah, don't give me that. What about the insurance policy? Dan Brody tells me he issued one to Mike the same week it happened. You bought it because you needed $1,200 to pay off the mortgage, right?
I tell you, we had nothing to do with it. He came around last night for a drink and we threw him out.
Shut up. You kill him and you know it.
Oh, we didn't kill him. We tried.
Mike. Oh, you tried, huh? Well, that's good enough for me. Stick out your hands, all of you. I just happen to have 3 pairs of handcuffs.
Now listen, Chief.
And there's a warrant in my pocket. Now, if you gents will be so good as to stick out your hands, I'll be happy to supply you with the hardware.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
What?
No. No.
Hiya, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Morning, Rodney.
Well, what's the matter with the officer here?
Donahue, You're dead. You...
Oh, he just don't know you as well as we do, Rodney. Partner, what'll you have?
Bourbon. Tall, cool, and tinkling. It's a long, dry walk from the morgue.
And so it is, because we feel the story of Rodney Donahue should be put down for posteriority, I have wrote this account of the pleasant relationship we had with him. Doc and Jerry and me are living together now. And it was quite a joke to hear it was finally taken off. It was liquor finally got him, they tell me. He cashed in on the Shamrock and went hog wild on the money. And it was in some such dude hangout as the store club that he bought him some fancy drink with fruit and all. And the toothpick got caught crosswise in his throat, and Rodney choked to death. Rodney was a good and true friend. Cheerful and generous to the last. And one of the best drinkers I have ever run across. And while our hopes and plans for Rodney never quite came off, I am sorry to say that the people of the state of New York give us an A for effort. Respectively submitted, Michael J. McGovern, number 3487156.
Tonight, the Philip Morris Playhouse presented The Iron Man, produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Sidney Miller was Mike, Jerry Hausner Jerry, James Matthews Doc, and Joseph Kearns was Rodney.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover.
Yes, that's something more and more smokers who have changed to Philip Morris are discovering every day. Millions of new smokers now enjoy in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than they've ever known before.
And for a good reason. For in Philip Morris, they enjoy the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. Yes, it's actually suggested by top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, in cases of irritation due to smoking.
Doesn't it make good sense for you, too, to try Philip Morris? Yes, join the millions and see what a difference it makes. What a pleasure it is to smoke America's finest cigarette. Next time you step up to a cigarette counter, call for Philip Morris. And remember, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today.
Holbrook, prime photographer!
Folks, this is John Holbrook. I just want to say that starting next Thursday over these same stations, Philip Morris is proud to present one of the greatest crime mystery thrillers on the air, the popular Crime Photographer.
Holbrook, Crime Photographer!
Make a date to hear Crime Photographer next Thursday night. That's next Thursday, August 4th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time over the CBS network. In the meantime, don't forget to... smoke a pipe.
You get real solace, comfort, and pleasure from Revelation. Plus,
smooth burning. Plus,
what a swell aroma.
Revelation pipe tobacco is a revelation in smoking pleasure.
Only 15 cents. Try Revelation. Tonight's original radio play was by Harold Swanton. Music on the Philip Morris Playhouse is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. All names and characters used on this program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This is Art Ballinger saying good night for Philip Morris. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's the Relic Radio Show for this week. I'll be back next Tuesday with another hour, but in the meantime, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. Best episodes of this show, all the others, and links to everything else like our forum, Shoutcast stream, and our donate button. If you'd like to help support this and all the shows, you can do so from the website as well. Thank you very much to those who have. Thank you for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of the Relic Radio Show. Relic. Relic Radio Show is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.